There is a story coming out of Austin. Obviously, the big story coming out of Austin is that Charlie Strong is going to be coming out of Austin via a moving truck, that he is going to be fired from the University of Texas very soon because he lost to Kansas, which is unacceptable. Something that had not happened at the University of Texas.
Well, it's basketball, right?
Since the second term of the Franklin Delano Roosevelt administration. So that's not allowed. No, it wasn't in basketball. That's not allowed.
Because if it was basketball, it'd be okay.
Oh, yeah. No shame in that.
Like Shaka Smart could lose to Kansas.
Shaka Smart could lose to Kansas and get a raise. Charlie Strong can lose to Kansas and have his knickknacks lovingly wrapped for him and sent on his way.
You think somebody will pack for him? They'll give him that box.
He's got a $10.7 million bailout.
They'll give him the box and say, here's your box, clean out your office. And he's going to walk out with a FICA.
I would hire some film students. They're not doing much. Sitting around wasting their education, wasting their time.
Trying to become the next Matthew McConaughey.
Get over here and load up my 110-inch plasma screen. Chop, chop. He's gone. He's going to be gone soon. But there's a story coming out of Austin that I find incredible. From Kirk Bowles, the Austin American Statesman. Kirk Bowles says that amidst the swirl of speculation about Charlie Strong's future and reports that the Texas head football coach could be fired this week. Several Longhorn players are considering boycotting this week's regular season finale against TCU, according to a source close to the Texas football program. Upperclassmen on the team are trying to intervene. The source says some of the team is threatening to boycott the TCU game. Older players are trying to settle things down. The American Statesman reported on Sunday that the Texas administration had reached a decision to fire Strong after the 24-21 overtime loss to Kansas on Saturday, but that school president Gregory Fenves didn't want to conclude his evaluation and make public any announcement until after the final game. So basically, the administration has decided to fire him, but the president didn't want to make the firing official until after the game. Well, it leaked. It's out there because Texas is awful at handling the firing of coaches. Right? I don't know if there's a more inept program in the history of programs when it comes to firing coaches than the University of Texas. Mack Brown, they had Mack Brown fired, and then they had him rehired, and then they had him getting a raise, and then they had him fired, and then and now with Charlie Strong, this whole thing. But the idea of players boycotting the game because Charlie Strong might get fired. Remember way back, there's a serious irony here. Remember way back when Charlie Strong first got hired and the meme or the prevailing conventional wisdom was that the players weren't going to like him because he was too much of a Mike Singletary, Puritan, disciplinarian, absolutist kind of guy. He was going to go in there firing brimstone, and these young kids, he wasn't going to be able to interact, and he wasn't going to be able to adapt and identify with the younger generation. Yeah. Who are the ones who are sitting here threatening to boycott? The youngest players on the team, the freshmen and sophomores, the new recruits. So I guess so much for that theory. The players actually love him. Here's the problem, though. Charlie Strong's not very good at his job. And one thing that we've seen in recent weeks that college people just don't understand at all is real life. And this is a business. This is a business where you're judged on your ability to go out there and win and be successful and move the ball forward. That's what this is about. This is real life. This is not a game. It's a game when you're a kid. It's a game when you're an 18-year-old kid in Austin, Texas, and having the time of your life because you're playing for the Longhorns, and there's, you know, women in bars and clubs open to 3 a.m. and, you know, people smoking wacky tobacco, walking down the street, all that kind of stuff. And it's a good time in Austin. It's a great town. It's a game for you. It's a business for Charlie Strong. It's a business. It's about going out there and winning. Look, Charlie Strong would be the greatest camp counselor there ever was. I would gladly entrust my son to go to a camp headed up by Charlie Strong, where he would instruct him in the finer points of life and faith and character and how to be a man, how to conduct yourself, how to be a respectable, contributing member of society. All those things. Gladly. send my child to go be counseled by Charlie Strong. But Charlie Strong's not a camp counselor. Charlie Strong is a head football coach at the University of Texas. And with that come expectations. And with over $10 million comes the expectations of victory. And he didn't deliver on any of it. He hasn't delivered on any of it. And what these kids, the same kids who like to protest political elections, what these kids on the Texas football team need to understand is that life, business, is serious. And it's about getting results. And he didn't get them. And that's why he's on his way out. And if they don't get them, they'll be on their way out.